We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the first section, the sixth chapter, the fourth paragraph. Chelek Aleph Perek Shishi, Piska Dalet. And we had discussed that the Torah teaches us that a relative has precedence when it comes to giving a loan. Just like tzedakah, when it comes to doing an act of kindness, of giving a loan to our fellow man, so a relative has precedence. The Torah says, when you give a loan, you give to the poor man that's with you. And the Torah indicates to us that someone who's closer to us, a relative of ours, should have precedence when we're giving a loan. So now the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, is going to deal with the important question of Uma Nikra Karov Le'inyan Zeh. What's called a relative when it comes to this? Pashut, it would seem obvious, the Dino Kmo Le'inyan Tzedakah, that we go just like by Tzedakah, what it says in your Redeya, Sif Gimel in Na'agah, V'chein Muchach B'sma B'choshem Nishbat Siman Tzadizayin, and that's what's proved in the Sma. And that's why we go with the order of tzedakah, and we say, one's parents, if they need a loan, they take precedence over one's children. And if one's children need a loan, kodem le'achav, they take precedence over one's siblings. And if one has siblings that are step-siblings, so step-brother that shares a father precedes a stepbrother that only shares a mother. Ushnehem kodmin lishalkovim, and stepbrothers, even though we only share a father or a mother, they all take precedence to all other relatives. So he says basically we have to go with the same halachas as we would in the laws of tzedakah, and the precedence to relatives goes by the order of how close they are to us, the way the halacha defines who comes first. With regard to tzedakah, they're going to be the people who come first with regard to receiving a loan.
Your wife?
Why would she need a loan?
Maybe your wife wants to start a business and she needs capital. So you give her a loan, she'll say, I need a loan.